Innisfail Town Council looked over details of a proposed plan last week to support local students' dreams for the future but wanted more information before approving the Town of Innisfail's first-ever scholarship award program. The new post-secondary scholarship award policy was presented to Town Council at its regular meeting on January 24 by Erica Vickers, the town's Director of Corporate Services. The scholarship program idea was first introduced by Cown. Don Harrison during Council's 2022 budget deliberations last November. Council set aside $2,500 in the 2022 operating budget for the initiative. Mayor Jean Barkley praised Vickers for the great start and the amount work she has done so far on the issue but added Council felt the award criteria was too broad. We would like to see that tightened up a little bit, and I think it's important to get some information from the schools about what kind of scholarships and awards are being given at this point in time so we're not just doubling or tripling up on what's already being done, said Barkley. Vickers said during her presentation the program would honor the achievements of high school students who are entering their first year of full-time post-secondary study at college or university. Council was told on January 24 the plan was to have three scholarships totaling $2,500 given out every year. Under Vickers' proposal, two of those scholarships would be for $1,000, with the third being for $500. Funding that was not allocated would be carried over to the following year, which would allow additional scholarships to be awarded. The full policy laid out before Council detailed the program eligibility requirements for local students. This includes being a resident of Innisfail during high school years and providing evidence of acceptance to a post-secondary program for a trade, diploma, or degree program. Vickers' plan also outlined the application process, which must be completed and submitted no later than July 31 of each calendar year. Applicants would be required to submit a letter detailing future educational goals and objectives, and a brief resume outlining employment experience, community involvement, volunteer services and cultural pursuits. As well, the letter must have details of the applicant's contribution to the advancement and well-being of community, which can include charitable and volunteer experience. Under Vickers' plan, Town Council would review the applications. The successful applicant would be chosen based on the completeness of the application, and the applicant's social consciousness and community involvement. Cown. Janice Wing said she wanted Innisfail students who opt to go to Red Deer for high school to be included, noting many still reside in town and have made their high school choice due to other educational and athletic opportunities that are not available in Innisfail. Barkley had concerns with the scholarship amounts, and whether each successful applicant should receive the same amount. She also wanted the selection process tightened up with a scoring system. The mayor and other council members wanted administration to check with Innisfail schools to see what other scholarships are available. It would be nice to know what other scholarships that are out there right now. I don't know if there is 20 or 3, said Cown. Gavin Bates, who in 2018 launched a foundation-administered private lifeguarding scholarship program with the annual Bates Wardle Award in memory of his late wife Frankie. It would be nice to know what they are. We might be able to fill a gap somewhere. Ours has a component of volunteerism. Maybe there is something that is being ignored, added Bates. Maybe there could be something that builds on a person's desire to become a student union president, something that shows governance. It's limitless what you can do. With that input from council, Vickers will now refine her plan and report back with a final post-secondary scholarship award policy on February 22. She told the Alberton on January 25 it would make more sense if all scholarships were of equal amounts, and is leaning more towards having five successful applicants each getting $500, which she added as a standard amount for scholarships.